Listeners like you support the Historians Podcast. Please donate to the Historians Podcast by clicking the GoFundMe link on our website, bobcudmore.com.
And I'm Kelly Yakabuchi Farquhar. I'm the Montgomery County Historian and Director of the Montgomery County Department of History and Archives. And we're going to talk about the most recent episode of NBC's Who Do You Think You Are that filmed here at the department last September.
This is the Historians Podcast, and I'm Bob Cudmore. Kelly told us who she is and what she does, a Montgomery County historian, head of the Department of History and Archives. And on television, earlier this summer, NBC TV aired an episode of their popular family history show, Who Do You Think You Are? And they filmed it quite a bit up here in upstate New York, specifically the Capital District, even more specifically in Montgomery and Fulton counties. As actor Nick Offerman, a man named Offerman, best known for his role as Ron Swanson in the TV sitcom Parks and Recreation, traced his family history to a family from the Montgomery County area, really, in upstate New York. Now, Kelly, you told Indiana Nash, a reporter for the Daily Gazette, and I'm trying to paraphrase your own quote and read it back to you, "I love the show." You know, talking about Who Do You Think You Are. "I've worked here for such a long time, and I've been like, when are they going to come here? And how did this happen that this television show came to Fonda?"
They reached out to me a few years ago to do some research, and I didn't know what I knew what I was doing the research on, but I didn't know who it was for. So we worked together for a number of months, and then they approached me about coming here to do filming.
Eventually, you met the man that they're working on, if you will, or his ancestry, Nick Offerman. Who was he descended from around here?
The earlier descendants that you can see on the show, or I'm sorry, the earlier ancestors, were a couple by the name of Bartholomew Pickard and Eva Klaus, or Clausen. I believe he said it was his 8 times great-grandfather and grandmother. The research that I had done focused on their grandson, Joseph Mabee, who is Nick Offerman's direct ancestor.
There's so many aspects to this story. I hope we don't go too far adrift. The Mohawks, the indigenous people who lived here, complained, did they not, about how Offerman's ancestors, especially the woman you mentioned, Eva, how she treated them. What was their complaint about her?
Their complaint was that she had owned a tavern around the area with what we today know as Indian Castle, which is actually in Herkimer County. And they complained that she would get them drunk and have them sign away their land.
The Mohawks kind of received a respectful audience at the time when they made these complaints, because the audience, I don't know if it was him exactly or him directly, but he probably was told about it, was a man named Sir William Johnson, who was on the side of Britain. He was from overseas, but he was the Indian agent for the British government, and in general had good relations with the Mohawks. He was not pleased to hear this, I gather.
I believe there are a number of letters or correspondences in his Sir William Johnson papers that refer to this issue with Eva Pickard and the Mohawks. And I believe eventually she was removed from the land. You know, it took a number of years, but she was removed. And then later on, her grandson, Joseph Mabee, was able to essentially recover a lot of that land for his service in the Revolutionary War.
Well, that's the other interesting point. What intervenes here is the American Revolution. And Johnson, who died before the Revolution actually began, but his family, they were among the people who were defeated in the Revolution by the rebels or the patriots or whatever. So things keep changing. And so this ancestor of Offerman is now making claims to the land, which after the war, the new U.S. government agrees to. He gets the land, right?
Yeah, he was granted a patent for, like I said, essentially, I think it was most of the land that they had originally lost, and it was called the Mabee patent.
In the TV show, they kind of end the TV show with Mr. Offerman and some of his relatives, a couple of female relatives of Offerman, coming back and sort of standing on the land, I guess, that their ancestors occupied. And as you said, it's in Herkimer County, a place called Danube, which is really just over the border from Minden in Montgomery County?
Yeah, correct. It had been originally part of Montgomery County. And then in 1817, the town of Danube was annexed to Herkimer County.
Mr. Offerman's ancestors then took possession of the land. It wasn't in the TV show, I mean, but has your research gone any farther? Did the Offerman ancestors keep that land for a good long time?
I think it was around 1792 that Joseph Mabee started selling off his land. And we weren't able to find where all of that land that had been accumulated for the patent was sold off. We were only able to find maybe 100 or 200 acres that had been sold off. And it's very possible that because Herkimer County separated from Montgomery County in 1791, and as I said, you know, the Danube area became part of it in 1817, it's very possible that those deeds may not have gotten recorded, or if they were recorded later on, they could have been destroyed in a fire. I know at one point Herkimer County lost some deeds in a fire.
At some point, you got to meet Nick Offerman. What did you think?
He was very nice. When they came in for filming, originally they were supposed to start filming here the week that everything closed down in 2020 because of COVID. I think they were supposed to be here March 18th, and everything closed down like March 16th.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, we were wondering, geez, you know, is the project on hold? Are they ever going to resume production again? And then finally last August, they contacted me and said, yeah, you know, we're going to be there early September, so we want to know if you're still available. So they came, and they were here for most of the day. I was able to meet him that day, and I had a nice, you know, conversation with him after the filming started or finished, and he told me that his mom and his aunt had done a lot of research, and they were very interested in genealogy.
I mean, this is just me watching the show once. It seems like he's got a woman ancestor, maybe his grandmother, who was sort of a feisty person, kind of reminds me of the woman who was giving rum to the Mohawks in a way, or, you know, she would maybe go outside the rules sometime. And I think that sort of appealed to him.
That's what it sounded like. I wasn't privy to a lot of the other research that had been done for the show. I was watching it all fascinated as well.
The only thing I was, and I'll tell you this, that I was honestly disappointed. I thought I'd see your smiling face on the television, but they didn't interview you.
They did not, and you know, I was okay with that because I was very nervous, you know, just thinking about whether or not I'd have to be on camera. And I think a lot of people were hoping that the local historians would have been filmed as well. You know, I think the historians that they had on there did a fantastic job of relaying the events that were going on at the time.
It seemed to me there was one man in particular who was the historian that was interviewed at the Montgomery Department of History offices in Fonda.
Yeah, that was Dr. Tim Shannon, and he is a professor at Gettysburg College. And he's been in the area before. When I was part of a committee that put on what we called the Western Frontier Symposia back in the early 2000s, he was one of our speakers.
And Gettysburg College, my hunch is it's in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
But this is how they do documentaries, and not that I'm an expert, but in fact, after I watched it, and I was kind of hoping to see you or some other local historians that maybe I knew of on the program, but I was doing this documentary about Amsterdam, New York, which is, you know, real hyper local, and we had a great producer, but he would call the shots as to what who we were going to talk with and where we were going to do it. And where we were going to do it, you know, the interview, doesn't sound like it's the most important thing, but it is an important thing to them, you know, those who produce documentaries of these films. They want to show, I don't know, authenticity or something like that.
The producers, when they came to visit prior to the filming, they really liked the atmosphere of our library. They liked the look of the building. You know, as you can see in one of the shots, they showed the front of the building with the columns, and they just really liked it. So I think that helped to make the decision to film here.
In addition to the gentleman from Gettysburg College, was anybody else interviewed at Fonda?
No. The whole day that they were here, it just focused on Nick Offerman and Dr. Shannon interviewing him.
And this is another aside. The documentary, as it aired, Who Do You Think You Are, earlier this summer, had the scene shot in Fonda at the Department of History and Archives. And they also did a similar thing up at the Johnstown Public Library. In fact, they even, I gather from what Erica Wing, who's the librarian, told the Gazette, that the documentary makers sort of rearranged their entrance or had them use an entrance they don't normally use because they thought the new entrance was more photogenic.
Very possibly. I know they had a whole crew that had come in here, and they rearranged things to a small degree just so that it would look better on camera. And it was very interesting for me because even though I wasn't in the shots necessarily, I was able to sit back and just watch the whole production. And it was very interesting to see how things were done behind the scenes.
Now, you said, or I had that quote from you where you said, you've watched this show a long time. I must confess that I like shows like that myself, but I was more familiar with Henry Louis Gates Jr. and Finding Your Roots on PBS, which is, you know, sort of like Who Do You Think You Are? But I don't know what, there are certain differences between the two shows. Do you watch them both?
I do. I watch Henry Louis Gates' program, you know, when I can catch it on PBS. The main difference, I think, between that is that they do the research and they focus on three different noted personalities, whereas the episodes for Who Do You Think You Are, each episode is just one individual. Mm-hmm. And it focuses on that person's journey. But yeah, I've watched this show since it first came out, and I think that was back in probably the early 2000s as well, because I remember talking with Phil Otterness, who, again, was another speaker at one of our Western symposia, and he was one of the historians featured when Who Do You Think You Are researched the ancestry for Tim McGraw. And mm-hmm. I remember at that time I talked to Phil Otterness and I said, geez, you know, the only criticism I have for the show is that it appears that the genealogy research is much easier than it actually is. And he said, yeah, that's, you know, just for the timing of the show, you know, just to move things along. So
we're talking to you, honestly, not that long after this show aired. Has anything changed, Kelly? Has the phone started ringing? Are you getting any emails or social media messages? People saying, hey, what is this about the Montgomery History and Archives in Fonda?
Yeah, I've actually have seen some social media traffic on our Facebook page with the same critique that you had, Bob, that they would have preferred to see local historians involved in the show. But then a lot of people have commented, you know, how fascinated they were that they were here at the Department of History and Archives, and, you know, just, you know, nice words about the collections here at the department and how they want to come back to do research.
Well, do you think they'll be back? Or now that they've done you once, they'll move on? They'll be in, I don't know, Alabama or Illinois, Montana. They just go wherever they go.
You mean the who do you think you are?
Yeah.
They may eventually be back. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been here 26 years. And since the show's been on, you know, since the early 2000s, I thought, well, geez, you know, who's going to trace their ancestry back here? It maybe. Very possible. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people can trace their ancestry back to the Mohawk Valley. You know, one thing that I did not get to share with Mr. Offerman was the fact that my husband is also descended from Eva Pickard and Bartholomew Pickard.
Really?
I discovered that, but I couldn't share that with him at the time because I couldn't give anything away.
They just, you have to sign a piece of paper that says you're not going to, it sort of reminds me of being on Jeopardy or something like that. You can't disclose what's going to happen.
Yeah, I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So I really couldn't say much of anything. When they were filming here, you know, there were still other offices that were operating. You know, I had to close down our department for that day. But I just had to tell everybody, well, there's just a film crew here. You know, I couldn't say who they were or what they were doing.
So you didn't have, like, people peeking in the doorway, or did you?
No, not that I could see. Normal, you know, business as usual.
I hope this national TV exposure will make our story here in upstate New York, the Mohawk Valley story, Montgomery County, Fulton County, and don't want to give them a short shrift. They did quite a bit of filming down in the Albany area as well for this particular episode. I am somewhat familiar with what happened here in the American Revolution and the importance of our area to that. But for most people, they aren't. You know, I mean, you know, they think of the Pilgrims, and that's, you know, that's about it here in the Northeast. Whereas, you know, we have the Dutch who were here as early as the Pilgrims. And I guess my hope is that this will make, let's say, somebody like Sir William Johnson, the historic figure from the colonial era, more visible to the history community and to Americans in general.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, myself and colleagues have said for a long time that, you know, there's so much that was going on here leading up to the Revolutionary War and during the Revolutionary War. And my hope, too, is that this show would bring our area's history a little more to the forefront so that people can see what was going on. And, I mean, geez, some of these stories, when you look back and see the history, you think, oh, my gosh, this would make a fantastic movie because it just, it plays out like a story. And to make more people aware, I think, is something we all would like to see.
We've had our brush with our area, I mean, has had its brush with fame. Probably the one work of fiction that's done that the most is Drums Along the Mohawk, mm-hmm. which has been made into a movie and so on and so forth.
You know, that was made, what, back in the 1930s? People are still aware of Drums Along the Mohawk. And, you know, when local sites, you know, I'll say, for example, like Old Fort Johnson, they'll have a movie night and they'll show Drums Along the Mohawk. So it gets them more aware, too, of, you know, what was written. And I know Walter Edmonds had allegedly done research here in the department when he was writing Drums Along the Mohawk. I think there's a lot more that can be told. You know, the Benedict Arnold movie, you know, that was, a lot of those scenes were filmed locally as well. So hopefully things like that and more increasing productions would bring our story out.
We're talking with Kelly Yakabuchi Farquhar, Montgomery County historian and in charge of the Department of History and Archives. Let me pursue with you, separate and apart from this television show, which shot some scenes up in at the History and Archives in Fonda. Why do genealogists come to Fonda in particular?
Yeah, I mean, our department started back in 1934, and at the time of the Depression, and the County Board of Supervisors at that time, they really had a lot of foresight, and they thought that it was very important to document our area's history. So at that time, they had WPA projects where they would go out, and the staff here would go out and get copies of church records, cemetery records, you know, from all across the state, because at one time, Montgomery County and its predecessor, Tryon County, encompassed the territories west of Schenectady to the Fort Stanwix Treaty Line, as far north as the Canadian border and as far south as the Pennsylvania border. So really, I think it's like 34 counties in New York State can trace their origins back to Tryon and Montgomery County. You know, with the Erie Canal and the Mohawk River, people pass through here on their way west. So that's why I think a lot of genealogists and local history researchers will come here to do research, because their ancestors or other people that they're researching can be found in a lot of the records that we have. You know, I mean, this year is the 250th anniversary of the creation of Tryon County. And we have original court documents that date back to that time period. So a lot of people they're wanting to find their ancestors in these original documents.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why we get a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah, you said a lot of foot traffic. Can you maybe be more specific about that? Or people come and, let's say it's the summertime now, people who are into genealogy are really into it. I mean, there are people that come up here and stay at a bed and breakfast or something like that, and then come to Fonda, and they can be like the crew from Who Do You Think You Are, sitting in that outer office at History and Archives looking for stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, you know, since COVID, you know, our numbers are slowly creeping back up, but, you know, we used to have about 2,000 people coming every year just in the doors, and that's not counting the people who would write in for research. But, you know, since I've been here, we've had people from all over the country. You know, a lot of people come from California, Michigan, you know, every state. We used to have a map on the wall where people would make a little mark where they were from in the United States. But we've had people come from the UK, New Zealand, Austria. In fact, we actually had a film crew the day before the Who Do You Think You Are crew that came from Austria to film about Henry Fonda. So we have people come from all over the world to do research here.
Oh, and you mentioned the name that, you know, is another prominent, like, show business development for the History and Archives in Fonda, and that's the Fondas. Wasn't it Jane Fonda who kind of brought a bunch of her relatives or several of her relatives and whoever up to Fonda years ago? I think it was before you were a county historian.
Yes, it was long before I came. in 1981, she was here visiting with her cousins, and they came to the department to do some research, and the county historian at the time, she took them up to the Fonda Cemetery so they could actually see the graves of their ancestors. And then I believe her brother came about 1989 to do some research as well. He visited the department. But it goes back even farther, because in our Fonda collection, we have a Bible, the Fonda Family Bible, that is massive. Their father, Henry Fonda, when he was on Broadway for Mr. Roberts, he found this Bible in an antique shop, and he sent it up to Fonda so it could be preserved.
What do you find? Let's say I was looking for my ancestors. How do you start there? What do you do? I mean, you have records of churches and so on and so forth. How is that material organized, and how do your customers, if that's what they are, access it?
Well, it's organized in record series. So the church records would be one record series. Cemetery records would be another series. Family genealogies. We have family files that contain research information that was either researched by our staff here or researched and donated by other genealogists. We have county and local histories. We have records related to the military going back to the French and Indian War. We have census records. And like I said, we have original court documents. So when patrons come in to use the department, we show them, you know, all the different record series, and we tell them to keep in mind things are organized on the shelves according to its present-day county. So if you were looking for someone, say, in Fulton County, you would go to the number that we have assigned to Fulton County on the shelf, and that's where you would find church records related to, say, Johnstown or Kingsboro and Gloversville. And that way it gives the patrons a better perspective on where they're going to locate the records. And then, you know, we just let them, you know, do their research, and we're here to assist with any questions that they might have on either the area or, you know, where they might be able to find certain records if we don't have them.
Your staff is kind of renowned. I mean, not that there's hundreds of them, just a couple of you folks, really. They're very helpful and cooperative, which may not be the kind of experience one would expect from a government agency.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is because we enjoy our work. You know, we love what we do, and I think that comes across when we're trying to help people.
And I believe her name is Tara Norman. Do you remember Tara?
I do.
She wrote a history book, or kind of rewriting a history, revisionist history, if you will, about a particular murder in Montgomery County. And she always spoke highly of the help that she got at the History and Archives.
Well, that's nice. And, you know, and she stops back whenever she's in the area. She always stops in to say hello.
Is there something else you'd like to tell us about the Montgomery County History and Archives offices?
Well, one thing that we're working on is the celebration that we're having for the 250th anniversary of Tryon County. We plan on having an event on Saturday, August 27th of this year, and we're going to have some historical tours of the area and hopefully an unveiling for a historic marker for the Caughnawaga Raid. We plan to have some artisans and militia reenactors, and we're going to unveil a new, like a promotional video for the Department of History and Archives, as well as what we call a passport to Montgomery County history. And we're going to be showcasing our reprint of the 1878 Beers History of Montgomery and Fulton Counties.
Well, Kelly, do keep us in mind if, let's say, Henry Louis Gates or who do you think you are come calling again. Hope they do.
I hope so, too.
Kelly Iacovucci Farquhar is Montgomery County, New York historian. Earlier this summer, NBC TV aired an episode of their popular family history show, Who Do You Think You Are?, mainly filmed in upstate New York, the Capital District, also, though, in Montgomery County at the Fonda History and Archives building, the old courthouse in Fonda, New York, and in Fulton County. The celebrity on the show was actor Nick Offerman, known for his role as Ron Swanson in the TV sitcom Parks and Recreation. And if you weren't a fan of that before, Kelly, you probably are now.
I definitely am.
Anyway, he was tracing his family history to a family from upstate New York. You've been listening to the Historians Podcast, and I'm Bob Cudmore.